Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
By the way, speaking of commercials, we finally found, is that David McNeil on line 7? David, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Let's see. You are the founder of WeatherTech, correct?
That is correct. 30 years in business right here in America.
What does WeatherTech do?
We manufacture automotive accessories like our wonderful floor liners to protect the floor of the car. We make these fantastic ergonomic and safe pet feeding systems. And we have home accessories. We have the amazing cup phone. And we do it by building factories in America, hiring American workers, harnessing American technology, and using American raw materials right here in Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Yeah, is that your giant plant or warehouse I see when I go down I-55 on the, if I'm going south, it's on the right-hand side, right?
Yes, there's a few buildings there with WeatherTech on them. Yep, that's where we're building. That's where we're investing, right here in America.
That's a good ad, man. I go by, my folks live in Joliet, so I'm coming up back and forth all the time, and that is a footprint on the highway. A lot of people see that sign.
No, it's fantastic. It's a great location for us, and Chicago's got such a wonderful and diverse workforce that we're able to really compete with anyone in the world with our great American workers.
David McNeil from WeatherTech's on a phone line, who's made some news. He, you know, you need to tell the story, but as I understand it, your dog was diagnosed with cancer. Nobody thought the dog would live. You took the dog to the veterinary school at the University of Wisconsin, and they saved your pet. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The Scout collapsed back in July in Chicago, brought him to the local vet. They said bring him to the emergency room. He had a tumor on his heart that was bleeding, and we were told pretty much just put him down. I was in Europe. I flew home that night, got to the vet, and I walked in. He's wagging his tail at me. He's like, hey, Dad, I'm kind of tired of this veterinarian hospital thing. Let's go home. And they're like, yeah, you got to put him down. I'm like, I'm not putting that dog down. There's just no way. So got to sleep at 2 a.m., woke up at 6 a.m., drove him up to the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. No appointment, walked in the door. They didn't know him. They never saw us. They didn't know anything. And that Monday, we started a great program on chemotherapy and radiation therapy the following Monday, and then experimental immunotherapy. And within 6 weeks, that killer tumor that was on his heart was shrunk by 78%. Another 2 weeks, we did another CT scan. It was down another 50%, and today that tumor on his heart is virtually gone. We're working on a couple small little tumors right now in his lungs, and he's getting radiation this week and next week to knock those out. But his quality of life is fantastic. He's enjoying life and doing great.
Were some of those treatments experimental or novel, or is that the standard care?
We certainly did take a tact of thinking out of the box, because the hemangiosarcoma cancer that he had is so vicious that if we didn't think out of the box, take some chances, take some risks, all ethical, of course, and try to treat him aggressively, he would be dead right now. So he's right now into his 7th month and doing great. And the survival rate of hemangiosarcoma is 1% at 1 year. So it's a vicious cancer, as opposed to, let's say, Ebola, which is the standard, there's different strains, but a standard strain of Ebola, human has a 50% chance of survival. So you can just imagine how vicious this particular cancer is. And that's why I got involved in supporting and trying to support and helping the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine by creating a Super Bowl commercial, spending over $6 million to do that, and so that we can lever that investment into bringing awareness across the country, in fact, the world, that pets get cancer. In fact, the main cause of canine death in America is cancer. And I'm like, how can we help raise funds so that the university can do more research in cancer, treat cancer, cure cancer, and actually prevent cancer? They've even got programs that they're working on ways to prevent cancer, yeah, which will trickle down to humans.
Well, way too many dogs smoke. No, it's not that. I mean, but one of the things that the doctor said in the paper, in the, I think it was the Tribune story, was whatever you think about spending money on animal health, it sort of helps humans as well, right?
Well, absolutely. The radiation machine, the tomotherapy machine that is treating Scout, that treated Scout this morning up at the university, that machine, when it was put in place, the FDA would not allow that machine to be used on humans until they used it successfully on dogs. And then once those dogs had, the cancer had been treated and basically cured, then they were able to start selling those machines and installing them and using them on humans all around the world. So a lot of great things happen from animal treatments that are successful and that translate into human health. It's an amazing program up there. And WeatherTech spent is paying for 100% of the marketing for the fundraising for the university. And the university gets 100% of the money. No administrative fees, no marketing fees, nothing. And that money goes right to cancer research. And you can find the link at WeatherTech.com right on our homepage.
Why the University of Wisconsin? I mean, literally, you described this sort of emergency trip up to, I guess, Madison, right? But why not Urbana or somewhere in Chicago? How did you pick them?
They were recommended to us as the Mayo Clinic for Animals in the Midwest and probably one of the very best oncology departments and programs in the world. It just happens to be right in our backyard, and that's where we went, and that's we've been treated so well up there. It's just amazing.
The number that gets a lot of attention, by the way, David, is $6 million. I saw the spot, and I don't think the dog charged you a lot. I presume that's mostly just for the purchase of the ad time on the Super Bowl.
The ad time is about $5.5 million, and then you take the cost of actually developing the ad and filming it and everything, and that's another, you know, the other expenses add up to somewhere around another $1 million.
Wow. What did your wife say about all of this?
You know what? This is a great thing to do, and this is how we wanted to give back. And you know what? I hope that all the Super Bowl advertisers contribute to this particular cause, because every last one of the Super Bowl commercial advertisers contributes, especially the ones with that are using animals in their commercials, which there are many, and I'd like to see all those companies donate significantly to this particular cause at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine.
Yeah, so at the end it asked people to make a donation like that. I'm trying to remember now. I've got the commercial here, but does a narrator describe it, or am I reading a scroll while I see your dog?
The commercial's got, you know, a voiceover. It's a story.
Go ahead, Elif, hit it.
Hi, I'm Scout, and I'm a lucky dog. And it's not just because I found this cool stick, or that I was in the WeatherTech commercial on the big game last year. It's that I'm a cancer survivor, had a tumor on my heart, and only a 1% chance of survival. I'm alive thanks to a cutting-edge program at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine. Their research has the potential to save millions of pets' lives.
Pets make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in theirs. Donate now at weathertech.com/donate.
Okay, the John Williams ad meter, 100. I give that 100%. That's
well, thank you.
You might not win. It helps to, well, I was going to say, it helps to have sexy girls, but it also helps to have puppies or dogs. So I like your chances now that I think about it, David.
Yeah, well, last night on TV they said Scott was the game's MVP already. most valuable puppy or most valuable player, I don't know which, but I'm excited about that. And everybody can go to WeatherTech.com, click on Scout's picture, takes you right to the university's website. WeatherTech doesn't touch the money. 100% of it goes to the University School of Veterinary Medicine. Greatest cause ever.
Now, what a great guy. What a great cause. What a good dog. David McNeil is the founder of WeatherTech right here in River City. You see their big sign on the side of the building if you're on the Stevenson. Actually, it's 55 down there by Bolingbrook, I suppose, but you get the idea. All-American production there. Hey, David, congratulations. Thanks for your time, and our best to your dog and family.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, and good luck, everybody. Let's watch a great game.
Yeah, I'm rooting for that, too.